Thank you very much. I'm going to try and be brief. I have 6 points I'd like to talk about. The first is there was an Egyptian initiative to set up a debtors club. So each country should be able to talk to each other about the kind of terms and conditions they're getting. Currently, each country negotiates these bilaterally with the IMF and other creditors. So that is a very good step forward. On the issue of the IMF, one of the biggest challenges has been an increase in tax conditionalities. The result is that you take on debt, you have to pay an interest rate, at the same time you're being told that you cannot implement certain taxes. Again, this becomes counterintuitive. If you cannot have taxes, then how do you pay off your debt? Because that is where the repayment comes from in the first place. And as regards the IMF structure, I think one of the biggest challenges is going to be the fact that the biggest economy in the world is China, and not the United States anymore. As a result, the voting structure of the IMF is supposed to be shifted, but we're still waiting to see whether there's going to be any conversation about that going into these conversations. Unfortunately, my experience so far of the IMF is that human rights has not been a very welcome conversation. I have been unable to enter the annuals or the spring meetings of the IMF and the World Bank now for 3 years, and I don't anticipate that this will be open by March this year when we go to Spain. But I would like to close on 2 brief points. The first is that UNDESA has developed what is being called a multi-dimensional, multi-vulnerability index. I think it's very important for the SIDS and the LDCs and is a useful alternative because it was developed by them as well. And finally, in my October report this year to the General Assembly, I talked about something called the life cycle approach. And I'd like you to all go and have a look at it. Because what I talk about is that in all of these conversations we're having, we need to put the human being front and center. But we also need to see how the timelines are tying in with the life of a human being and the point at which it pays off, or he or she is able to pay off the debt by paying taxes in a country. By the way the debt is taken and the point when the debt is due, when a political party comes in and leaves. I thank you very much.
Thank you. And